LTD Board of Directors Finance Committee meeting to order. As I noted, Emily Secord is on the phone and Josh Scove is present. And I have no comments, so we'll go straight to our action items, which is approval of minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes as written.
Do I hear a second?
Well, I was going to second. I was not able to be at that meeting, so I wonder whether I'm allowed to.
Oh, you can, but if you prefer, I'm happy. I was present, so I'll go ahead and second.
Yeah, do it. Go for it.
So it has been moved by Emily, seconded by myself. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Thank you. I didn't catch the other ones.
I was going to abstain because I wasn't here for that meeting.
Okay. Okay, so Josh abstains. How about you? How do you vote?
Okay. Camille says I can say aye. I feel empowered to do so now. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay, so I got an aye from Josh, aye from me. Emily, did you say aye too?
I did. I made the motion.
Okay. Just make sure you're voting.
Oh, sorry. Aye. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, sometimes people make motions and then don't vote for them. So, okay. So it's unanimously approved. So we'll go ahead and move on to the next one. So contract number 2018-92 Transloc, and is John or Cosette presenting to us?
John is going to be presenting.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome, John. Thank you.
Thank you. So, John Allen, Accessible Service Specialist, working with our Mobility on Demand programs. And so, I'm here today to present regarding an extension to our contract with Transloc Inc. So, this supports our Mobility on Demand programs in both Cottage Grove and our MGO service in downtown Eugene. Recently, the board had taken action which allowed for Lane Transit to extend the pilot program period in Cottage Grove to align itself with the MGO program to end in August of 2020. To support that further, we also need to extend our technology contract to support these services. So we have authorized extensions for our program providers. So these are the folks who are operating the vehicles, driving folks around town in both Cottage Grove and downtown Eugene. However, another contract that we are looking to extend to support that is for the technology app itself. So people getting on their smartphone, being able to select both a destination and a trip and to be able to otherwise book a ride. So this is an essential function as part of the Mobility on Demand service. And so we have a separate contract which supports that. And so that's the contract that I'm coming before you here today to look to extend that to align itself with the expected conclusion of both Mobility on Demand pilot programs. So this is the technology that's being used in smartphone apps to support both of these current pilot programs to align it with the new end dates as previously recommended by the board.
Great. Thank you, John. Are there any questions for him?
This is Josh. I had a quick question. I mean, this seems totally straightforward, but I'm wondering if there are other contracts. I mean, I realize there could be a handful of bundle of related services, if there are other things that we'll need to extend as well, and if we could, you know, just have a sense of scale on what those are. And the one thing I would most want to make sure we're going to get is, or, you know, that is extended throughout the period is any sort of, and I apologize if this is not part of it, I'm just sort of trying to think of what there would be, make sure that we have whatever consulting services that we might be getting from Transloc, like the data analytics and things like that, so we can, you know, assess the program through the full pilot period.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And so to the best of my knowledge, there aren't going to be any other contracts or extensions that I'm aware of that I'll need to come back before the board to support the pilot program period. As part of the pilot program, we've been able to be really hands-on with the data. And so we're able to pull reports and then make requests to our technology provider to be able to get any reports that we might not have access to through the technology or to run simulations using their software to run some different scenarios, get what we need to be able to then come back before the board to make determinations about the success and the value of the pilot programs themselves. So I feel like the agreements that we've had in place have given us what we need to be able to evaluate the pilot program data in the ways that we've required up to this point. Following the pilot program periods, if we were to determine that we wanted to move forward in establishing these programs in a more permanent way, then these services would all go back out to public bidding, so it wouldn't be assured that this would be our technology provider in the long term.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Great. Any other questions for John? I have a question for you, John. How scalable is this software? And it, what I'm trying to get at is if, say, we add a third site or fourth site, is that a possibility?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as part of the pilot program period, the current contract and what we would be looking to extend would allow us a total of 5 simultaneous vehicles in operation. We're currently not at that capacity, so we do have some wiggle room if we wanted to scale up. So if demand were to increase, we would still be able to do that within this current contract amendment. Similarly, we've already had discussions with the contractor about special one-off events. So, for example, if there was a track and field event at the university within this contracted period, whether or not we would be allowed to go at full vehicle capacity during those short time periods, and we do have agreement from the contractor that that would be acceptable within the terms of the contract as written.
Oh, okay. Actually, you cleared up something for me that I didn't realize, I didn't understand. So it's not based on hubs, it's based on number of vehicles.
The number of vehicles in service. And so we, for example, currently have an accessible vehicle that should be arriving very shortly to support the MGO service. So our fleet capacity will increase, but at any point in time, we should have the same number of vehicles in operation.
Okay. And so future contracts would be based on increasing the number of vehicles then?
Like,
if we want to get bigger.
I can't speak to any contract that would take place after the pilot program period, but for what we're requesting for the extension to cover the pilot program period, we would be covered up to a maximum of 5 simultaneous vehicles in service.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm trying to think. I'm just thinking towards the future. I know that it's hard with the current contract. I'm trying to ask is that the way this company does business is by vehicle.
Is that right? The current contract we have in place and the one that's proposed for the extension would be on a per vehicle basis.
Right, got it. And not to discount that it's possible to negotiate based on other factors, but as it is currently, based on this current contract, that's how it's set up.
Yeah, based on the number of vehicles in service.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Great, thank you. Any other questions from anybody else?
No, that was a great question, Carl. Thanks for asking.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, any discussion amongst ourselves just as to what we think about this, or I will also entertain a motion.
Before the motion, just really quickly, I mean, I realize the menu options in this space are kind of evolving in real time, but we're in no way, I guess I'm asking, are we in any way locked in to engaging Transloc on these terms going forward if we want to scale the program? Or, I mean, it's all negotiable, right?
Not just negotiable. My understanding is we would be required to go out for bid following the pilot program period.
Okay.
Right. And just for clarification, so the approach that Transloc made to us was based on doing a pilot program, and so all of the terms and conditions are based upon that. Additionally, we did not sign their agreement, but they signed our agreement where we outlined what our requirements are regarding the Oregon Revised Statute, and that anything that we do them with them is just for the pilot period, whatever we've determined that pilot period would be. And so even any functionality and any scalability or whatever is based on the fact that this is a pilot program for them. And so we are not actually engaged with them from the perspective of them being our actual provider, if that makes sense or provides any clarification.
Thank you, Kalina. That's a helpful clarification. Great. Any additional conversation, or I will go ahead and entertain the motion.
So moved. Oh, or do you need me to read the language?
Please do. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have
here. Sorry. Breaking the rules again. Hold on. I moved forward the amendment to contract number 2018-92 to the Board of Directors with the recommendation for approval.
I'll second that.
Excellent. So Josh has made the motion. Emily has seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, Emily, just checking. Did you say aye too?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so motion approved unanimously. And that was the, yeah, thank you, John. And that was the only contract we had. And so just checking to see if there was any other business. Okay, hearing none, I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. So thank you very much, everybody. The meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.